It's been nearly 7 months since California Congresswoman Katie Hill resigned amid a House ethics investigation and intimate photos published online without her consent. On Tuesday, a special election will send a new member to Congress in Hill's place. And as Libby Dankman with member station KPCC reports, the coronavirus has taken center stage in this competitive race north of Los Angeles.
It's hard to overstate how profoundly things have changed in the 25th Congressional District since the March primary. Instead of door knocking or in-person debates, campaigns for Republican Navy veteran Mike Garcia and Democratic Assemblywoman Christy Smith are suddenly playing out on Zoom.
We thank you for joining us today for this unique virtual forum format.
And issues like ending stay-at-home orders and allowing businesses to reopen have taken center stage.
The most important thing we can do is to remind people to continue to stay safe at home.
Smith says the federal government's response to COVID-19 has been scattershot. Garcia says he supports the president's plan to restart the economy.
You know, this is where the health experts really need to be consulted and listened to as well.
Garcia signs and T-shirts are as common as chaparral in the hillsides around parts of the 25th District, including at a recent Open Up protest. Linda Enos had a hard time holding up a big poster board on a hot and blustery high desert afternoon. It read, "Honk to reopen California."
People are losing their jobs, their incomes. They're destroying our economy.
Enos says stay-at-home orders may get in the way of typical get-out-the-vote efforts, but she and her fellow protesters have all the motivation they need.
This is hindering a lot of it, but I think it's waking up a sleeping giant as well.
Polling indicates protesters like Enos represent a fringe position. Californians are more concerned about shelter-in-place orders ending prematurely. Hillary Chardine is the chairwoman of a local liberal group called CA25 United for Progress. She says the Open Up demonstrations she's observed look like a way for Republicans to energize their base.
It was a whole bunch of people wearing Make America Great Again hats. It, from all appearances, was just a political rally.
On paper, Christy Smith should be the odds-on favorite to keep the seat in Democratic hands. First-time candidate Katie Hill defeated Republican incumbent Steve Knight by nearly double digits when 2018's blue wave swept 7 California Republicans out of Congress. But Chardine says during that race, Democratic activists felt like a scrappy band of underdogs. After Hill's abrupt resignation,
it's tough to get people to keep up their energy and keep up their enthusiasm.
She has not been able to generate the excitement that Katie was able to generate.
Republican Mayor R. Rex Paris of Lancaster remembers a staff member leaving him in the dust when Hill arrived at events.
Katie's in the room. She disappeared. She went to Katie. It was that magnetic. It was really quite a phenomenon.
And that lack of enthusiasm is what has Democrats concerned about losing the seat. But even if they do, Garcia and Smith will face each other again on the November ballot for a full term in Congress. For NPR News, I'm Libby Dankman in Los Angeles.